Starting from an underground spring in Potter County, Pennsylvania, the Genesee River flows northward, across New York State, and up to Rochester, before emptying into Lake Ontario. Various town, city, county, and state agencies take up the responsibility to keep the 158-mile river rolling. This benefits recreational fishers and boaters, but it's also done as preventative maintenance. In Rochester, at least twice a year, the city's Department of Environmental Services do their part. Its director is Rick Saltrelli.
We generally clean at every bridge within the Central Business District. And the reason we clean that primarily is once these huge 60-foot logs get bound up against a bridge base, just catch other logs and material, and eventually it'll just do damage to the bridge itself.
The lighter stuff, floating along like bushes and smaller tree branches, end up collecting and merging together, acting like a kind of net, catching just about everything traveling by. The city then puts their 60-ton crane to good use, pulling branches, brush, and the massive logs up and out for cutting and transporting. Besides the wildlife inhabitants, the fish and the fowl, there's plenty of other items, natural and man-made, found in the river.
Casualties that we see down there are street signs. We've pulled out pay telephone stations. Realtor signs, for sale signs, sandwich boards, advertising boards, flashing barricades seem to be a real hot item. Occasionally we'll get a cow, dead cow or deer floating.
For the Rochester Gas and Electric Company, who uses the Genesee as a source of power, keeping the river rolling is critical. If the stations aren't operating at full speed, they're not getting the most out of this low-cost power opportunity. The flow into area hydro stations have to be kept clear. RG&E spokesperson Mike Power.
Car parts, car batteries, basketballs, grocery carts, you name it, we've probably found it down there.
Maybe a couple of times a month, RG&E, either mechanically, triggered by sensors, or the old-fashioned way, with an employee and a 20-foot rake, needs to clear away debris blocking the screening gates heading into the plant.
It's not the most pleasant thing in the world, but occasionally you do find a body of an individual who may have jumped off a bridge, and that usually has turned out to be a suicide victim, in which case we call the police.
The Rochester Police Scuba Squad will search the river for evidence and vehicle recoveries and drowning victims. Commander Frank Chernetsky.
What's not in the river, I guess, might be a good question, too. We found vehicles, we found old bridges, anchors from old ships that used to come in to the river for trade. We found rocks, boulders, fish. There's a whole lot of unusual things in there.
Police scuba divers conduct river site searches as well. Because the visibility is as little as 6 inches up to only a couple of feet, who knows what's down there?
We've been bumped by salmon. During the salmon run, we were doing a search, and the fish were banging into us, and it's unnerving when you can't see it, especially swimming along and running into a tree branch or a 55-gallon drum of who knows what. It's startling.
In the 19th century, before health and safety regulations went into effect, Rochester routinely dumped outhouse contents into the Genesee. Throughout history, water bodies have served as a convenient catch-all to dispose of all kinds of waste.
They've long been used as a septic system or a trash depository because they can take their garbage to the riverbank and toss it and it'll be gone. They don't have to worry about it. It either sinks to the bottom or it's washed away and it's somebody else's problem at a later time.
The Department of Environmental Conservation has the power to fine industrial polluters $10,000 a day for violations, and people who litter the public waterways can face fines of up to $250. I'm Bill Flynn.